Just wanted to share with you a couple things about the people on this trip. One evening in worship, a couple, David and Bev, shared their story with us. We heard stories from all the people down there. This was their evacuation story. They went 92 miles the first trip. That was from 11 in the morning till 7 in the evening. There was one space in there that in 5.5 hours, they went 3 miles. Everyone was running out of gas. So they just shut the cars off, put them in neutral, and a group would get together and push a car forward about 5 or 6 feet. And they did that for 5.5 hours. They also shared some things with us. Bev provided housing at the Christ Covenant Church where the guys stayed. And she provided housing for all the volunteers down there. And they gave us some statistics one night. And I think that's going to come up. During the 3 years that UMCOR has been there, there were 516 teams that have come from 34 states and one country. This doesn't include our groups. There have been 6,622 volunteers. That equates to 26,969 days, 213,299 hours. And if you look at the money saved in labor costs that the churches did, $4,157,840.50. During the time we were there, the churches, our church and the others, completed 3 homes, and that made 600 homes in the Beaumont area that UMCOR has done. Another thing I wanted to share with you with this youth group, I told them they would probably not remember. I know some of them are going to remember mudding and taping forever, but They're going to remember the people we ran into, the people at Atlanta, Texas, that opened their church for us for 2 nights at the First Baptist Church, the people that led this group. Bev Bamer was the leader. There were 4 young people that provided the leadership. Liz was basically the overall leader, song leader. She is from Waverly, Missouri. We had Alex from the big city of Kennett, Missouri. He said I was only one of 200 people that knew where that was at. We also had 2 ladies that rode down with us, Amanda, who is from Rogersville, and Taylor, who is from Creighton. They provided the worship services morning and night. And, of course, Wesley United Methodist, where the women stayed, they had a little nicer showers than we did. Our showers were outside, which were built by Mennonites. Any church that would house people, they came in and built something you might put your lawnmower in. But it was nice to have a shower. That was outside in 100-degree weather. You did not need any hot water. Just turn on the cold. The guys had a little bit of an advantage. Our church wasn't quite as big, but the Christ Covenant people provided us with an O. Henry bar or something on the pillow every night when we got back from work. And they also had bowls of goodies. The last night, there was a bowl about this big and about that high of homemade fudge. None of us ate any of that, I don't think.
We didn't share it either.
We didn't share it either, that's right. Also, the people, the kids have talked about the homeowners and the neighbors, special people. The UMCOR group, the Reader Recovery staff, Ward is the overall person who's also married to Susan. They've only been married 2.5 months, and they were just a great couple. We also work with a lady named Janice quite a bit. The people I'd like to remember, and I think we'll remember, there's 20 of us that have a special bond. Some bonds are good, some are not. We had a great time. I think you can really be proud of these people that represented Warsaw Church. This lady in the red did a great job. And I've been on a lot of these trips. Dennis and I have been on several. The thing that astounded us was on Saturday morning when we left, there was a crowd almost this big there to send us off. It was fantastic. Or in the words of Jamie and Eric, it was awesome. And guess what? When we got back on Saturday night, there was a big crowd also. So we couldn't have done it without your support and your prayers. And you can be proud of this group up here. Thank you.